Hello and welcome to day 11 of 21 days of praying like Jesus. Can you believe it? We are over halfway done. I hope that this has been an encouragement to you, but we have plenty of good stuff still waiting for us over the next week and a half. And today we look at Jesus as he's praying to the Father, again, as we were looking at this yesterday, praying specifically for his disciples. And today we look at verses 17 through 19. Let's take a look. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. And as you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake, I consecrate myself that they also may be sanctified in truth. Two times in just a couple of those verses, he uses that phrase, sanctify them in the truth. That word sanctify means to be set apart or to be holy. And so he's praying that through the word, they might become holy men of God. What an incredible and important thing for us to pray. In fact, that's our prayer tip for today is take time to pray for holiness. Take time to pray for holiness. Holiness is a constant theme throughout the Bible. We are to be a holy people. And yet, how often is that not emphasized in our churches? And how often maybe is it not emphasized in our prayer life? We pray for things and maybe we even pray for others, but how often do we pray for our own holiness? If we're going to be in the world but not of this world, then we need to be holy people. We need to be salt. We need to be light in the darkness. And so we need to take time praying that for other people in our life, but also in our own lives. I mean, I would suggest every day to take time to ask God to help make you holy. And those areas where your life doesn't reflect holiness or where my life doesn't reflect holiness, specifically to pray about those areas. I want to read a quote. This is from a letter many, many years ago by Robert Murray McChaney, a letter that he wrote to a young missionary. And part of the letter, I just want to read part of it because I think it's so powerful. He says this. He wrote this. Remember, you are God's sword, his instrument. I trust a chosen vessel unto him to bear his name. In great measure, according to the purity and perfections of the instrument, will be the success. It is not great talents God blesses so much as great likeness to Jesus. A holy minister is an awful weapon in the hand of God. Boy, is that true. You want to have an impact. I hope if you're a follower of Jesus, you want to have an impact in this world. You want to see others come to know Christ. You want to impact your family, your friends, your kids, your neighbors. And it's important what we say, but our lives need to reflect the glory of God. And how so? Through holiness. And so that's my challenge for all of us today, is in all the things that we could be praying for, do not neglect on a daily basis to pray for holiness in your life. Let's take a moment and do that right now. Father God, thank you for this reminder from Jesus that we are to pray that our own lives would be sanctified by the truth of your word, which means we need to be in your word on a regular, consistent basis. And then we need to pray for that holiness in our lives. And you are a good, good Father who loves to give good gifts to your children. And through your Holy Spirit working in our life, Father, you will help make us holy people. You will help us overcome sin. And so may we not neglect that. And I pray that right now in my own life, in those areas that do not reflect your holiness, Father, that you will continue to work on me in those areas of my life. And for those that are watching or listening to this, Father, I pray this for them as well. Right now, as they're watching or listening to this, Father, help produce holiness through the power of the Holy Spirit in their life. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining me. Let's pursue holiness this week, and let's pray for holiness this week. We'll see you tomorrow.